Welcome, thirsty soul. The South Main Church of Christ podcast is intended as a collaborative effort between the Churches of Christ in East Central and Southeast Ohio who sing vocal music during worship services. Our goal with the podcast is simple: to connect the message of Christ with you through the lessons from the Bible. We hope you will find this podcast to be a fountain for all. Hi, this is Jim Lanning on this week's South Main Church of Christ podcast. We're sitting down with Michael Powers from the Churches of Christ Disaster Response Team and talking about who they are, what all they do to serve a community after a disaster strike.
Try to go into areas where disaster has been hit, to work with the local church, Churches of Christ there in that area, to reach out and to assist and to aid those folks who have been affected by those disasters.
First, let's get details about the Christian News from Jared.
The Christian News is updated frequently on its own page on our website, smcocnl.org. It is a resource of dozens of stories, but with a focus on Ohio. Some of the stories that we've covered on the Christian News include the Ohio State Buckeyes' baptisms and prayers on their road to the national title. Also, the Churches of Christ Disaster Response Team near Dayton and their recovery efforts after major storms. Many more topics are covered on the Christian News page on smcocnl.org.
We heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Find the sea and cross the waves. Onward is our Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Now, Tyler has this week's inspirational thought.
The fear of man brings a snare, but whosoever trust in the Lord shall be saved. Proverbs 29, verse 25. I'm Tyler Wheat.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. Amazing grace, all day long, Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid that debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song. Amazing grace, all day long, Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay.
Today we have Michael Powers with us. He's from the Churches of Christ Disaster Response Team, and we're going to find out about it, and it should be very interesting today. Welcome, Michael.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome. Do you want to tell us about who and what the Churches of Christ Disaster Response Team is?
Yeah, certainly. We are a 501c nonprofit organization associated with the Churches of Christ. We try to go into areas where disaster has been hit, to work with the local church, Churches of Christ there in that area, to reach out and to assist and to aid those folks who have been affected by those disasters. We, if you read over in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, it says, let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. And then verse 10 says, so as we have opportunity, let's do good to everyone, especially those of the household of faith. And so we take those verses very seriously, and we want to reach out to those folks. And we're reaching out to these folks that perhaps their worst and lowest moment of their life.
Right.
And reaching out and showing them Christ through our actions. We work with, again, the local church. We set up the local church, and I'm sure we'll talk about that set up here in just a little bit. But we look to the church members that have been affected first and help those folks as best you can, as much as we can. Mm-hmm. We work with the underinsured, and we work with the uninsured. You know, right. Some folks may have insurance on their house. For example, they may have a shed that has been damaged, and the insurance is going to replace that shed, but they won't pay to remove it. And so that's something we could possibly go in and remove that shed, take that shed down and remove it for the homeowners. And so, you know, putting tarps on roofs, things of that nature. In case of floods, you know, they're taking out the flooring, the subflooring, and the sheetrock and opening up the, you know, opening everything up so we can get it dried and treat it for mold, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Very important. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. I would think, you know, we're told to be ambassadors for Christ, and I couldn't think of any better way that the church could show that it cares and what the Church of Christ is about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's interesting because when you're working in these areas, you don't realize the impact you have on their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just a matter of you just being there to listen to their story, listen to them talk about what they're experiencing.
Right.
You know, that's such a huge, you know, lifting of a burden off of their shoulders and a help for them.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of folks, and I'll be honest with you, there's a lot of folks who go in to try to help. They're like, oh, no. You could help somebody else. It's like, well, no, we're here for you.
Right.
And that right there makes a huge impact, you know. And so we help, you know, kind of open those doors and hopefully plant those seeds, and they can see that, you know, Church of Christ, we care, and we are here for you. And again, open that door to and sow those seeds for the kingdom.
Right. Very good. Yeah. About when did this start? When did you start the disaster response team?
Mark and Laura Cummings are our directors. Back in 1992, they had been volunteering and helping out in Miami after Hurricane Andrew had hit the area. And they realized that there was a need for an organized effort to help out in these times of disaster. And both Mark and Laura have a big heart for reaching out to folks during these times of need. And they try to do everything they can to help. And so they thought about it for several years, and they continued to look at some issues and how best they could make this happen. And so about somewhere there in 2004, they sold their house, sold their business, and they started organizing a disaster response team.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been going strong since then.
Wow. That's great. I was wondering too, where are you located? Do you have a certain area you come from? That I would assume that, but
yes, sir. Disaster response team is actually headquartered up out of Tipp City, Ohio,
mm-hmm.
Which is just outside of Dayton.
Okay,
Ohio.
Right. Okay. I was wondering. And what areas do you cover? Something you've been covering recently. Do you go all over the United States or just certain areas?
We do, yes, sir. We cover all the lower 48 states. Going to Alaska or Hawaii would just be such a very difficult task as far as getting our equipment and things up to those areas and volunteers up to those areas.
Right.
And so we do. We are open to go anywhere, any of the states, you know, here in the lower 48, and work however we can. You know, we have worked, you know, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, fires. Several years back when San Diego was, big fires going on in San Diego, they were down there set up with a mobile kitchen and showers and things to help feed the firefighters and some of the community there. Yeah. And so just by any disaster, we'll, you know, if we have the opportunity, we're going to go to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we recently, when Hurricane Helene came through back in September, We went down and sat down at Valdosta, Georgia, and worked out of Valdosta, Georgia, and, you know, helping out with those folks down there to clean up. And, you know, Hurricane Lee was one of those storms that came through and just, it hit such a wide area and did a lot of damage to just a wide area. You know, not just, you know, a little bit in Florida and Georgia, but North Carolina and Tennessee and, you know, and we are actually still, you know, we have sent support and money and funds to up into North Carolina. We're still doing that as well. In fact, we just made a sizable donation to the Biltmore Church of Christ in Asheville, North Carolina, to help them continue their efforts of helping these folks right now, knowing that they're looking probably springtime to start rebuilding there. So another opportunity for us to reach out to those folks and help. Mm-hmm. We're in contact right now with several churches out in the Los Angeles area and how we can best help those folks out there with the fires.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've sent money, for example, in Maui, while we can't get out to Hawaii to, you know, with the physical presence, you know, we did send some financial donations and some funds out to Maui to help with their fire as well.
Right. That's, you're there, even though you can't be there, you're helping out.
Right. We try to go wherever we can, and we help out whenever we can, so.
Right. I'm wondering about how many members you have that help with that, and do you have one local church that kind of helps direct that, or a group of churches? I'm wondering about that as well.
We have, it's kind of interesting, the number of folks we have working with us. Wow. I'm going to give you some numbers here and just kind of give you an idea of how we're kind of organized a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Mark and Laura are the directors. And then we've got two individuals that work there in the warehouse, you know, maintain equipment and tools and things of that nature, and the trailers and stuff. We have an office manager, and then, myself. We're the ones, you know, we're basically the full-time work, make sure everything's organized and working well. I kind of went through, my wife and I kind of went through and talked about it. We've got about 16 volunteer coordinators. And what a volunteer coordinator is, they're volunteers. So they're not getting any pay for their time and efforts, but they're volunteers who have stepped up to take on some extra responsibility and extra roles. For example, my wife, Donna, she is the coordinator of hospitality. And she can tell the cooks how many folks are going to have for breakfast, lunch, and dinner each day. She knows when folks are coming in and how to set up the housing for them in the church building there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we have about 16 folks that take on those extra roles of responsibility. Now, not all of them could be, not all of us can be in the same disaster at the same time.
Right.
We have some that do more work from home, which is great because we need that. And then, some come in for a short amount of time and come in for other time. And so if you take those 16 plus those other six that I mentioned earlier, that gives us about 22 folks.
Mm-hmm.
You say that's our organization, but the reality of it is there are countless numbers of volunteers. We were looking at our volunteer registration program, and in the last 4 years, we've had 662 folks volunteer to work with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got just over 1,100 profiles set up. Some of them have not, yet. They set up the profile, but they have yet to come in and work with us. And so so we have countless number of volunteers out there that will come in and help us out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you do respond to a disaster, what should a survivor expect to see?
Well, hopefully they're going to see a lot of energy, a lot of excitement, and hopefully a lot of love and care.
Mm-hmm.
When we come into a disaster, of course, we're going to coordinate with a local church before we come in. We'll come in, and we're going to set up our equipment there in the parking lot of the church building and set up, for housing there in the church building. We'll bring in a tool trader. And it depends on kind of the size of the disaster. We have a smaller tool trailer we could bring in. We also have a semi-trailer that is, basically Ace Hardware on wheels, if you will. Mm-hmm. Every kind of tool you can imagine, and generators and wheelbarrows and whatever you need is in that semi-trailer. And so we'll bring that semi-trailer in and have it sitting there in the parking lot. It's, of course, it has Churches of Christ Disaster Response Team, logo on it and all that stuff. We bring in a what we call a first response trailer. It's an RV where for our directors, when they come into the area, they have a place to bed down there in an RV. We have a mobile office, allows us to, as folks come in, as homeowners come in, to fill out the paperwork to do for us to allow us to do the work on their property. Then we have that place where it's organized and where it's quiet, where we can get that paperwork filled out. We bring in a shower trailer. I want to say it's about a 40-foot shower trailer. It's got the front part. It's got four showers for the women with a double vanity, sink of vanity. The next section has four showers for the men with the same sink and double sink and vanity set up. And then the back, we have a stackable washer and dryer. We provide all the towels, so we can wash and dry those towels each day. We can bring in a mobile kitchen if need be to feed not only our volunteers, but to feed folks in the community as well. And so as folks in the community, as we are setting up, they're going to see all these things in the parking lot, and we're going to get the word out to folks and help the church get the word out that we are there and why we're there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that sounds very well prepared. And I've not been around too many disasters, but I know when someone loses a house, we've had members' house burned down, and they had nothing left, and it leaves you in such a mental condition.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think our time's about up today, so I hope to get back with you sometime. Very interesting, and I do have some more questions. So thank you very much, Michael, for being with us.
Well, absolutely. I enjoyed being here. For those folks out there, if I could, those folks out there wanting to know how to get a hold of us and how to kind of figure out where we're at.
Right.
Our website would be the best place to start, and that is churchesofchristdrt.org. Churches of Christ, no spaces in there, just churchesofchristdrt.org. Keep that up to date. There's also a link to our Facebook page on there that we also keep up to date. And there's a button on there for folks to use to subscribe to our newsletter. And as we get updates, we send that newsletter out. And right now, that newsletter is going out to, I believe it's about 10,000 folks right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so that is very helpful for us to get that word out. And so if anybody is looking to know what's going on and where we're at and what we're working on, those are the best places to go to. And you start that website and it goes from there.
So. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Michael Powers.
Yes, sir. And thank you very much for having us on.
And now here's Mark Randolph with this week's bulletin announcements.
Welcome to this week's announcements. We want to remember our Bible studies Sunday morning at 9:45. The ladies get on the phone on Sunday evening at 5 p.m. Also on Wednesday, our midweek Bible study is at 6:30. Also, we have our prayer list. We have ones that's recovering from surgeries and ones that has ailments coming up and different things that come. Remember all of them in our prayers. Also, we want to remember in our prayers this year, the ones that's graduating from high schools, and there's multiple ones that's graduating, and we like to remember them in prayer and on their career of their next things in their life. Also, we have a Friday Night Sing coming up on June the 27th, and that'll be from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. I encourage you to come for that sing on that day. Also, the church youth group, their next time will be Friday, March the 9th, and that'll be from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in our fellowship hall. This is Mark Randolph with your weekly announcements.
My final thought on the disaster relief team, in some of the things they've said, one of the things I mentioned was Ambassadors for Christ. I think that's such a positive example that they give. And I think back to some of my experiences in life, especially in the job that I did most of my life. One of the things that I heard over and over again, I don't care. And we have a group of people that are working doing this that do care. And that's a wonderful image and impression for the church. And we all should have that as Christians. Christ cared. And we need to care about the things that are like this and so many other things that are important. And I'm so happy that people that are willing to volunteer and those working in this and helping people right, as they have said, one of the lowest moments in their life, that someone's there in the name of Christ.
I'm glad morning.
Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Lanning, currently serving as one of the three elders at South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio. The other two elders at our church are Tom Shepherd and Ernie Starling. Our theme is There's a Fountain Free, composed by Mrs. M.B.C. Slade and Dr. A.B. Everett. Other hymns we feature in this podcast are He Paid a Debt He Did Not Owe, composed by American Folk Melody and Pam Stevenson. Also, we have heard A Joyful Sound, composed by William J. Kirkpatrick and Priscilla J. Owens. And to close this podcast, I'll Fly Away, composed by Albert E. Brumley. We would like to thank all of the guests who agreed to take part in our discussion each week and hope to have them back with us in the future to discuss the Bible and what we can learn from Scripture. Our guests this season are from, but not limited to, the following organizations: the Southeast Ohio Food Bank in Logan, Hawking County; Christ Table in Zanesville, Muskingum County; Somerset Church of Christ in Somerset, Perry County; New Concord Church of Christ in New Concord, Muskingum County; Churches of Christ Disaster Response Team in Tipp City, Miami County; Pennsville Church of Christ in Pennsville, Ohio, Morgan County; Lone Star Church of Christ in Falls of Ruff, Kentucky, World Bible School. Our weekly announcements are written by Holly Randolph and narrated by Mark Randolph. Thanks to Jared Allen, our technology room steward and media producer, as well as for serving as the writer, editor, and the scheduler of our guests. Jared also is our webmaster and assembler of the stories on the Christian News webpage. We thank all of our church members for their support. Most of all, we thank you for listening each week to the South Main Church of Christ podcast and hope you will subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We hope you will come join us for a Sunday worship service at 7th Smith Street in New Lexington, Ohio, and stop in during one of our Bible study sessions. Please be on the lookout for our special podcast posted from time to time. Let's talk again in a week.